Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 883. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First today, under the sign category of reestablishment of Israel, if you will, according to the Jerusalem Post, as the Jewish world is counting the days to the ninth of Av, Tisha B'Av, the date on which Jews mourn the destruction of the two temples in Jerusalem following its destruction by the Romans. Foxes have been spotted walking near the western wall. It is written in the book of Lamentations, chapter 5, verse 18, which is read on Tisha B'Av, that Mount Zion, where the temples stood, will be so desolate that foxes will walk upon it. The understanding, according to the Talmud in the tractate Makut, is that if the prophecies of destruction have been fulfilled, so will be the ones by the prophet Zechariah about the temple being rebuilt. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabinowitz, the rabbi of the Western Wall and Holy Sites, referred to photos of the foxes and commented, "One cannot refrain from crying at the sight of the fulfillment of the prophecy of foxes will walk on it." Second today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel National News, Iran President Hassan Rouhani declared on Iranian TV that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace, and war with Iran is the mother of all wars. He said that if the United States wants to have negotiations with Iran, then it must lift all sanctions. Iran threatened to take further steps to reduce compliance with the 2015 deal in about a month's time if Europe still failed to protect Iran from U.S. sanctions. Behrouz Kamal Avandi, spokesman for the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, said, "With the continuation of the inaction of the Europeans in carrying out their commitments to the nuclear deal, Iran will take a third step in reducing commitments in approximately 1 month." Third today, under the sign category of increased persecution of believers, according to Breitbart, Chaldean Archbishop Basha Wada of Erbil offered a grim prediction for the future of Christianity in the Middle East, saying recurring Islamic purges will inevitably lead to the extinction of Christians in the region. With each successive cycle, the number of Christians drops. Till today, we are at the point of extinction. Wada said, argue as you will, but extinction is coming. And then what will anyone say? That we were made extinct by natural disaster or gentle migration. That the ISIS attacks were unexpected and that we were taken by surprise, that is what the media will say. Or will the truth emerge after our disappearance? That we were persistently and steadily eliminated over the course of 1,400 years by a belief system which allowed for recurring cycles of violence against Christians, like the Ottoman genocide of 1916 through 1922, he declared. The interview with Archbishop Wada marked the fifth anniversary of the Islamic State invasion of the Nineveh Plains on August 6, 2014. Christians were driven from the area and were only able to return in the fall of 2016. Fourth today under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iran has unveiled three new precision-guided missiles on Tuesday amid tensions between Iran and the U.S. and European countries in the Strait of Hormuz. The air-to-air missiles revealed by Tehran are called the Yasin and the Balaban, as well as a new series of the Qaim missile, and were developed jointly by the Iranian Defense Ministry and Sa'aran, Iran Electronics Industries. Iranian Defense Minister Brigadier General Amir Hatami hailed their launch as another significant achievement of power and dignity for the Islamic Republic of Iran, and said it shows that despite the viciousness and conspiracies of the great Satan America and its mercenaries, the defense ministry will not hesitate for a moment to defend the Islamic Republic and to expand security. Fifth today under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel National News, North Korean leader North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that his country's launch of tactical guided missiles was a warning to the U.S. and South Korea's joint military drills. North Korea fired projectiles twice into the sea on Monday night, a day after the U.S. and South Korean military started scaled-down joint military exercises, despite warnings from the North that the drills could derail fragile nuclear diplomacy. The test was North Korea's fourth over the past week. Ladies and gentlemen, the prophetic passage of Scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah 33:10-11, which reads, "Thus saith the Lord, again there shall be heard in this place, which ye say shall be desolate, without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Now, beloved, allow me to share with you some commentary on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinsohn, a great work. Dr. Tim LaHaye is now home with the Lord. Jerusalem's past was characterized by judgment. A city that was lying in waste, without man and without beast. What was true of Jerusalem was true of the other cities of Judah. The streets of Jerusalem were desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast. The future of Jerusalem will be characterized by blessing, and Jeremiah lists several things that will once again be heard in the streets of Jerusalem. These blessings are going to mean the removal of specific previous judgments. There is going to be a return of peace and joy to Jerusalem. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Dr. Billy Graham. He said, "We are to wait for the coming of Christ with patience. We are to watch with anticipation. We are to work with zeal. We are to prepare with urgency. Scripture says Christ is coming when you're least expecting him, coming as a thief." He said, "Be prepared. Get ready. Prepare to meet thy God. Are you prepared?" Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us not to give up hope. Help us to remain in the blessed hope. Help us to keep hope alive, understanding that the blessed hope of the Lord Jesus Christ coming back again is what can move us, lead us, encourage us to keep on serving you in these last and evil days, and to keep on witnessing to others, that others would come to know you as Savior with the gospel, through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to remain faithful in light of the blessed hope. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake, amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.